It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 90 of the Taking Notes Podcast for Tuesday, November 25th, 2008. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
And just a few minutes ago, we wrapped up an interview, the first part of a two-part interview with Sandra Marcus, who is Julian. Who is she?
Oh, she's in charge of Lotusphere. I think we ended up calling her the worldwide director of Lotusphere. Because she's just the one in charge. She runs that show.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting to hear how many people, you know, actually are involved in getting Lotusphere up and, you know, running when they start their planning, you know, when that first distribution list with everyone's email when the distribution list goes out notifying everyone of their roles and responsibilities in the following year's Lotusphere. And yeah. What else did we learn?
We just talked about some of the new things and, you know, kind of what's coming up, what might be a little bit different this year for people that have gone there plenty of times. And also, you know, at the very end, we mentioned this. I'll go ahead and mention it again at the beginning, that the space in the floor, the product showcase is extremely limited right now. So if you're listening to this and you are thinking about getting a product showcase spot and haven't done it yet, you better do it quick.
Yep. Did you do it yet?
No.
Okay. It's a great interview. Sandra has, you know, a lot of great information. And again, part one of two. So have a listen, and we hope you enjoy it.
All right, here we are with Sandra Marcus, the worldwide director of Lotusphere. Sandra, how are you doing?
I am doing great, and I'm excited to talk to you guys again this year.
Good. It's so good to have you back.
I have a fresh cup of coffee, and I'm ready to dive in.
Well, you know, we're just heading into just our favorite part of the year right now, Lotusphere, which it's the favorite for people like me, who are going to go to Lotusphere and enjoy the conference. Now, for you, this has got to be kind of maybe a busy time of year.
so for anybody listening, and I realize people listen from all over the world, but for anybody who's listening, who's in the United States and observes our Thanksgiving, because I know that's not the only Thanksgiving, but observes the U.S. Thanksgiving, which is on Thursday, yes, this is a particularly busy week because it's a three-day week, and in between doing all the kinds of things that we do for Lotusphere as we get ready to turn the calendar to December, and we're going to talk about some of those in a couple of minutes. I'm also Googling on Epicurious.com to figure out how to make green bean casserole. So it is a busy week. But this is when all the fun stuff, starts to come together. And we actually have our arms around what the sessions are going to look like, and we're in the final stage of defining the birds of a feather. So this is as exciting as it is for you. It's equally as exciting for the Lotusphere team, because the work that kicked off in midsummer, there's an actual product that's starting to a product that's become visible this week.
A lot of us out there don't know about all the you know, the hard work, you know, that goes into planning an event like Lotusphere. You know, I know that there's a huge team that puts it together. When do you guys start planning for Lotusphere? How many people really does it take to pull the event off, you know, on your team and other teams? You know, would you be willing to share that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think you guys would be surprised about the number of people, but I'll step back and talk about when we begin first. So it sounds cliche to say we never stop, but we don't really stop. We slow down in March and April. February is still busy because, of course, Lotusphere Online is still up, and we're starting to deal with all the invoices. But March and April, we slow down a little bit. We try and take stock of the content that comes from the evaluations and look at places, not so much about where to tweak content, but we look at places where we could make some kind of a logistical change or a change in the way we execute to either improve the quality or at least, you know, continue to deliver high quality. So we focus on things like that in the early spring. And then I would say when the calendar turns, probably from May to June is when we... Well, I'll tell you what triggers it for me. When I put a distribution list together this past May and called it Lotusphere 2009 team, that's when the real official stuff begins and we start our weekly meetings. So we never stop. We just slow down a little bit and catch our breath. And then the number of people, you'd be surprised. There are really only two employees who I'd say have Lotusphere either in their job title or the majority of what they're responsible for as documented in goals and objectives, not to be too nitpicky about this, but the majority of what they're responsible for as defined by that measurement tool would actually point towards Lotusphere. And then, so if that's two people, there are probably another dozen that have roll your sleeves up, I'm kind of in it beyond the elbows, level of participation, somebody like Erica, I know you know Erica, and if you think of the big categories as you go through Lotusphere, the kinds of things that you touch or you're involved in, the staff almost links directly to each of those categories. So there's somebody who looks after all of the activity for press and journalists. There's someone who looks after all the activity for analysts. There's somebody who looks after all the activity for business partners, and that's both the sessions and the exhibit hall. Then if you think about as you or as an attendee aligns him or herself to content, it's loosely defined by role. And so building the content, there's a small team aligned by application development and infrastructure and futures and innovation. And then only a couple of other folks who look after all of the audiovisual and creative production infrastructure, and one who looks after all of the food and beverage, and somebody who looks after transportation and special events. One who looks after all the technical infrastructure that's not audiovisual. So it's only, I think that's probably about 10 or 12 people. And then, of course, we use lots of suppliers, but if you were to line everybody up and put a name or a face with a specific role, I think you'd be surprised that it's not that many. And I'll just go on for a second longer about it because it says something about there's a pattern or a dynamic with the team who works on the event that's very similar to the pattern and the dynamic with the community, and that is the number of people each year who attend Lotusphere, the number of customers and partners and journalists and analysts who attend. We've got such a huge percent who repeat each year. And the same is true with the small team who works on the event. Most of these people have worked with me for the better part of the last decade, and they feel as passionately about their involvement, I think, as our community feels about the product set and about the conference. And that, to me, is kind of that's unique. I don't know that you find that in many other, if you want to loosely call it a user conference, if you would find that in many other user conferences.
Well, for the people who have been there, you know, for the last 1 to 10, 12 years or whatever, what's new this year? What kind of new things are we going to see?
Let me think about that. Well, first and foremost, we've got a new general manager. So he's a terrific, terrific guy. For those of you who listen to the podcast, for those of you who haven't met him yet, his name is Bob Picciano. And so that will be new, getting to hear from him and meet him and, more importantly, well, I guess meeting him is important, but big picture, most important is hearing about his vision for enterprise collaboration and what direction he's taking Lotus as it relates to IBM's agenda. So that's definitely new, and like anybody else before him, he has a strong personality, and he'll put his fingerprint or his mark on the event, and I'm looking forward to that. So far, it's been a real treat working with him. And we've got a new vice president for marketing and channels, and her name is Kristen Loria, and same idea, somebody strong with great ideas, putting her mark and DNA into the event, too. So those are two big changes, and I think they'll make themselves very visible and very available for folks. So that'll be new for 09. We're going back to one general session, so that's not so much new, but a change. And unfortunately, that means that the Lotus Salon that we launched last year, we've had to put it into cold storage and hope we'll take it back out for Lotus Fear 2010. As far as other stuff goes, I think one of the biggest changes, and maybe I'll call it an addition, not so much a change, that folks will see, and it's not in one digestible portion. It'll be something that's evident across the whole of Lotus Fear this year, will be hearing the voice of the customer. And if you guys are all listening, you're probably rolling your eyes right now to saying, oh, that's such a cliche phrase. But we really, really mean it when we say it, that in the opening session and in the couple of mini main tents, and I'll talk about those in a minute, and in a few other sessions, and right now I think there are three, we'll hear from different customers live, not dialed in by videotape, but real, honest-to-God people with whom some of our partners work, talking about the role that we play in their collaborative infrastructure, and even more important than that, the role that we play in influencing, or our software, I should say, and the partner services play in influencing their business value and the bottom line. And that is that's tied directly back to Bob P and to Kristen, the idea that you don't need to believe us. You hear it from people who are in your industry or in similar industries, how they've influenced again the success of their business and see a real impact on the bottom line through the use of enterprise collaboration. So in the opening session, in the mini main tents, a customer panel like we had last year, I can't remember if last year was the first year or the second year, where we did it late in the day and we did some cocktails afterwards so that attendees in the session could actually talk to the customer speakers. We'll do one focused on Portal this year. And then there's one more, and I can't believe I'm drawing a total blank when I talk to you on what the third one is. But it'll come to me and I'll shout it out in a couple of minutes. So I think I'm always honest. I think that's going to be probably the biggest difference. The footprint that folks have come to know who've been in the past, and for anybody who's listening who hasn't attended before, there's a agenda at a glance on the website. The footprint works. People are comfortable with it, and we make it our business to keep as many of those things constant so that you're not burdened with having to figure out what to do and when to do it and where to do it, but you can just kind of move around almost rotely and then take in all the content, use your energy to take the content in. So the footprint will stay largely the same, with the exception of the opening session being one versus two that I talked about a minute ago. And then this sort of ubiquitous approach about whatever it is we're talking about or presenting on, that somehow or another a piece of it is communicated through the voice of the customer. That's the biggest addition rather than change.
I think the third thing was probably you were going to tell us who the keynote speaker was.
Yeah, that's next.
Right.
I mean, you know what? I'm so used to you guys throwing me that baited fishing hook. said, I'm prepared for it. That no, we're going to keep that as a surprise, right? Everybody's on board with a couple of elements of surprise. Actually, let me say it differently. There's so many other things in life that are no longer a surprise that we're going to preserve that one. But we've got somebody good, sticking with the metaphor of fishing line. We've got somebody good on the hook, and we're in the final phases of negotiating. I can try to talk a little bit about. Oh, actually, you know what? I was going to talk about the theme. I do want to come to that in a split second. Just back on the thought of new and how I said that the footprint would be largely the same. So that's true with one change. A minute ago, actually it's probably more like 10 or 12 minutes ago, I talked about how over the course of the early spring, we take a look at the feedback we get through the attendee evaluations and what kind of logistical changes or methods of execution, what we can do to improve. And the one I'm going to talk about actually crosses both that side of the fence, the event execution and content. So we took a long, hard look at the hands-on sessions and realized almost whatever we did, we would never, ever be able to scale those to a point where everybody could sit in as many hands-on sessions as they wanted. It was just such a steep, steep, steep hill. And there was a pattern that was evident in how people filled out their evaluations about the hands-on sessions, and that pattern was that people didn't care so much about literally putting their own fingers to a keyboard as they did watching somebody else do it, watching an instructor take them through a curriculum, if you will, rather than a regular breakout session. And so we've tweaked that a little bit, and this year, instead of hands-on sessions, we have a new track, and it's called Show and Tell, and it's targeted mostly at developers and administrators. It feeds off the popularity of the hands-on tracks, but we've reworked it to be able to accommodate more people. So the idea is that we're going to bring classroom-style technical presentations, but the attendees sit and watch rather than actually follow along on a keyboard. And then each of those sessions will be followed by where you'd be pointed to a sandbox where you could then at your own pace get hands-on and kind of up close and personal with a little bit of the content that or the exercises that the presenter shared. So that's a change. That one I'll call it an out-and-out change rather than an addition. And that comes directly from, again, this pattern that that was evident as we read through the evaluations that almost, even if we threw hundreds of thousands of dollars at it, which we don't have, we could never get to a scale with the hands-on that that would make most of the people, or let me rephrase, all of the people happy all of the time. So if you guys are good, I'll keep going. I can tell you a little bit about the theme.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go for it.
Go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, does the opening general session start with a band again?
There will be music.
Okay, cool.
Yep, there will be music.
We won't mention the violin player or anything like that.
What were you talking about, the violinist?
Yeah, we won't mention her.
I'm sorry, I have no recall of what you're talking about. Everybody still talks about her. So we will have music. That was actually an interesting discussion about what do we do. So we did the band, the rock band 2 years ago, and the orchestra last year, and it absolutely sets the right tone and creates a great energy to kick the week off. Obviously, for partners, the week is kicked off already from Business Development Day the day before. So there will be music, and there will be a very engaging and entertaining opening experience, and I'll leave it at that. The theme, so right now, if you were to go to the Lotus Fair website, you'd see some graphics and some language that talks about the power of community, which needs no further explanation. And we'll continue along that path until we get to Saturday, January 17th, when we'll move to the actual event theme and event look and feel, which as everybody arrives on site in Orlando, well, maybe not on site because that would mean in the airport, but as folks get to the Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin and they come to registration, they'll start to see the look and feel. So the theme this year is resonance. And for anybody who participated last year when we used emergence, there's a very sort of natural progression from one to the other. And as we thought long and hard about this and we looked at the direction that Bob Picciano and Alistair and the rest of the management team are taking the business and the product portfolio and the set of capabilities, that the barrier between product is, oh, maybe that's not the right word, barrier, but the distinct and definite line between one product and the next is becoming more blurred. And so we, you know, thought long and hard about if emergence really spoke to collaboration and the forming of communities in response or bodies of expertise in response to how the business was ebbing and flowing. What does that mean today? Where are we today? And so the idea of things that resonate out through a population, or in this case it could be through water or sand or air or leaves or what have you, it had traction for us that solutions and systems are amplifying one another, and that information and innovation that reverberate throughout an organization is kind of exactly what we're about, that people and processes operate in harmony, and that businesses are transformed through the power of this extended collaboration and extended communication. And just to cap it off, our belief is, and I think lots of people who participate in Lotusphere would agree, that amazing things happen when things resonate. So you all who have attended in the past, and for anybody who hasn't, you can take a peek at part of the opening session video on the web, on the Lotusphere website from last year. That wasn't clear. For anybody who's been part of this in the past, I think you'd agree that amazing things can happen. And for anybody who didn't see what we did last year, if you go to this year's website, there's a link to the opening session from last year. But all I wanted to point out there is knowing about having seen the very, very creative things that we've done in the past, and I take zero credit for it. It's a terrific, terrific company with whom we work. You can almost imagine what kind of great things we'll do with this theme resonance and the beautiful graphics that'll go along with it. So that's something that we look forward to rolling out. I mean, I'm happy to talk about it here, but different moments that you look forward to. For me, there's nothing, I think I said this last year, but it still holds true. One of my favorite moments is at that 830.0001 seconds on Monday morning when it all begins, turning around in my seat and watching the reaction on the faces of everybody sitting behind me.
And we're watching you, too, so.
Heck yeah. You know, on the website right now, even though
now that I know you're watching me, I'm going to make sure I put my lipstick on that morning.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I was going to say,
are you going to say something about the website?
Oh, well, just on the website, you said that you haven't really, you know, unleashed the full theme yet, but I thought it was kind of appropriate. There's a lot of pictures of bees and beehives on there simply because the yellow and black backpacks everyone's walking around with all week.
Yeah, that we all... Kind of,
yeah, it's like a big swarm of bees.
Yeah, that we all look, right, exactly. We all look like we're moving around within our own colony.
Right. Well, hey, you know, regarding opening sessions and things, there's actually multiple opening sessions, so to speak, with Lotusphere. I know there's the big one, the big OGS with Bob Picciano, and then there's the Business Development Day. That has its own sort of opening session. And last year we had a couple of other ones, I think. We had like the Unified Communications big session in the big room. Are there things like that again this year?
Yes. So on Tuesday morning and on Wednesday morning, we'll do, we call them mini main tents or keynotes. It doesn't matter. We can call them anything we want. But on the main stage at 8:30 on Tuesday and on Wednesday, we'll do two more. And one of them will be heavily focused on software as a service and delivery models, and the second will be heavily focused on unified UCC again, and a little bit more to say about collaboration-enabled business processes. And the two folks that some of you may be familiar with who will lead each of those, and certainly not deliver them alone, but at least lead them, are Sean Pooley, who manages the software as a service piece of the business for Lotus, will do the first of those. And then Bruce Morse, who I think lots of people know, will do the UCC one. And we may do another one on Thursday. We've got a couple of ideas that were floating around, but no decision yet. And then just kind of on that same thread of what happens when, the Speed Geeking will be back on Tuesday at the end of the day, and we're moving it into the Pacific Hall so that we've got more space. And last year we did, I think, 12 different subjects, and this year it'll be, I'm not sure if it's actually doubled or almost doubled, and just to spread out and be able to involve more people in that. And let me think. There's a couple of other sessions that I know folks look for in no particular order. Guru Palooza on Thursday, midday, as we start getting ready to wrap up or wind down and wrap up our big Ask the Developers. It wouldn't be Lotusphere without doing the Ask the Developers session before we do the closing session. The Lotusphere Idol, which I think was a new one last year. And those are the biggies. I'm bubbling on whether we've got anything. We've got one other thing in the pipeline, and it's not 100% solid yet, but there's an interesting set of topics around gosh, that sounded like such an IBM thing to say. An interesting set of topics around. now I'm going to say it. Now I'll say it in English. There's an interesting set of topics about women in technology, and we're working on something focused on that as a theme, and it will be small, just like everything else we do for the first time. We want to put it out there in a small, kind of controllable way. See what the Lotusphere audience thinks of it, get a little bit of feedback, and then if it's good, if we're onto something, we'll do it, you know, bigger and bolder the following year. So that's I'd say the last. Well, maybe it's not the last because we still have time to come up with a few other things. But right now, that's getting the finishing touches put on it, and a little bit of input from some of the key folks, both inside and outside. Lots of women in technology, both within Lotus and IBM, and lots of people from outside weighing in on what kind of topics would be within that overarching topic, what kind of content would be interesting and value add to Lotusphere. Mm-hmm. So more to see on that, and we'll put a web page up about it when we once we're solid.
Holy cow! It seems like there's just a ton of really cool stuff, you know, going on for Lotusphere 2009. And one thing, you know, before we wrap up is, you know, we neglected to talk about the awesome product showcase. So I was wondering, Sandra, if you could talk a little bit about the product showcase.
I would love to. So we are thrilled about what's gone on to date, and here we are nearing the end of November, the response from partners, new partners, old partners, big partners, little partners, or maybe I should say big companies, little companies, companies that are new to the fold with us, companies who have been partners of ours for years and years, the response has been outstanding. Right now, we're at about 90% capacity, and so anybody who's listening, who's thinking about being an exhibitor, act now. Great opportunity to get with highly qualified customers and build some really good business opportunity for the first quarter. But that's my plug. What I really want to talk to you guys about is the breadth of partners and how it really this year will reflect the breadth of Lotus's portfolio. That in the beginning or the early years of Lotusphere, the product showcase was dominated by Lotus Notes and Domino partners, or actually in the very beginning it was dominated by Lotus Notes partners, and then Notes and Domino, and we've expanded. So this year I think the thing that people will find remarkable will be, and I probably used the word breadth already, but the breadth and the variety of those in the UCC space, in the social software space, I'm probably leaving a couple out, foundations, that this idea about enterprise collaboration and all of the capabilities, components and capabilities that we offer is really reflected by the variety of companies that'll be exhibiting. So good, just one more place besides sessions and kind of in the hallway conversation and meetings and birds of a feather, one more place to get great information to walk away after the 5 days of Lotusphere with.
Okay. Well, I know that we've got a kind of a part two of this podcast lined up for a little bit later. So I guess kind of in closing, because I know we've got so much more stuff to talk about than really, I guess from the conference floor standpoint, if you're a business partner and you want to have a stand, there's still time, but spaces are pretty limited right now.
That is exactly right.
Okay. All right. So you hear that, all you business partners listening? Get a booth. There aren't many
right.
left. Okay. So wrapping it up, Sandra, thank you so much for spending some time today, because I know your schedule is very, very tight right now. And hopefully we'll get some time again with you maybe in a few weeks.
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure.
Excellent. Okay. All right. Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in to part one of two with Sandra Marcus and Lotusphere 2009. We appreciate you taking some time out from your busy day to hear what Sandra has to say. So that's it. Sandra, thanks again.
You are welcome.
And Julian, thank you.
Oh, no. Thank you, Bruce.
And, of course, that little voice in the background, Miss Erica.
We all thank Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. All right. Take care.